refugees carry no yeast. Hello, Malcolm here. Welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 440 and part 5 in our series reflecting on what thinking about our status as refugees might help us in our relationship with God. And today, refugees carry no yeast. One of the characteristics of a refugee is that they carry very little with them. Everything in their luggage or their backpack must be vital. There is no place for the unnecessary or the superfluous. Many refugees carry all their possessions on their backs or push them in a cart. They make difficult choices about what to take with them and what to leave behind. For most refugees, they're carrying a tiny proportion of their worldly belongings. And there are parallels here with the people of Israel and followers of Jesus. So let's consider this passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 to 8. Your boasting is not a good thing. Do you not know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Clean out the old yeast so that you may be a new batch, as you really are unleavened. For our Paschal Lamb Christ has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the festival, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. When the Israelites left Egypt, they were not carrying yeast, and from that time on, at the annual festival of Passover, inspections were made of homes and possessions to ensure that no yeast remained, and this continues in Jewish households today. In Exodus 12, verse 15, and you can see it also in chapter 13, and verse 7, for 7 days you're to eat bread made without yeast. On the first day, remove the yeast from your houses, for whoever eats anything with yeast in it from the first day through the seventh must be cut off from Israel. So they took it very seriously. The yeast removal was a reminder of the escape from Egypt. It brought back the refugee experience. Refugees don't carry yeast. And why not? Well, because they don't stay in any place long enough for bread to rise. They're always on the move, never settled. And we're a new people. The people of God are a new people, created by God. They're not holding on to the yeast of the past. God's people are an unleavened people. We're new, a new creation, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. If we're in Christ, we're a new creation. That's what's come. The old has gone, the new is here. Christ is our Passover. As the Tyndale commentary puts it, Christ is for believers what the Passover was for the Jews. In Egypt, they had offered their sacrifice in order that the destroying angel might pass over them. They had been delivered, and a slave rabble emerged as the people of God. And Paul is using this imagery to remind his readers that the death of Christ had delivered them from slavery to evil and made them the people of God. Christ has been sacrificed, and therefore you and I, we celebrate the festival of the new life, a life of freedom instead of slavery. Not a life infected with the old yeast of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of pure motives and pure actions. And so I wonder what this might do for our relationship with God, or perhaps even today's time of devotion with God, reflecting on this theme of not carrying the old yeast into the new life. Some thoughts for us today. Is there any old life yeast that needs removing? Is it time for a clear out, for some spring cleaning? Secondly, what does it mean to you that Jesus is your Passover, that Christ is your Passover? And finally, how can you meaningfully celebrate the festival today? Because that's what we're called to do, to celebrate the festival. We don't have any old yeast. We leave that behind. We have the new life of the unleavened bread life, with the bread of life, of course. What are your thoughts on this? Well, please add your comments where we can see them, because we learn best when we're learning in community. And if you've got any questions, send me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. And if you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual discipline, sign up at my website, malcolmcox.org. And if you can think of anybody that might benefit, please pass the link on. Till the next time, I hope and pray that you enjoy your refugee experience with Jesus, safe with him, carrying no yeast. Take care, and God bless.